This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Schools are slowly preparing to open in China after its coronavirus peak. Certain school grades get to start first, so that means a large number of China's 270 million students are still learning online. Here's Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack.
It's time for an online art class for six-year-old Pearl Ju. Her task, find square or rectangular-shaped objects around the home. But distance learning has its limits, says Pearl's mom, Carol. Like if her daughter looks lost at school,
then the teacher will come up to you in most cases and, hey, what's wrong? Do you need extra help like this? It's impossible for parents to do the same, especially when we're working from home.
Another issue, tiny screens. Many students are watching video lessons on smart tablets or cell phones, like 7-year-old Ye Jisuan in central Hubei province. Her father, Ye Kun, worries.
My daughter complains sometimes that her eyes hurt.
It's also hard on educators. Here, a high school teacher in central Anhui province streams his Chinese lesson live. Minutes in, the screen goes black. A message pops up: this broadcast has violated regulations, though you can still hear him speak.
My gosh, what did I say?
He may never know. A lot of censorship online is done by artificial intelligence. And then there are the lessons that just don't translate on screen. This video shows a phys ed teacher wearing a swim cap and goggles. He dives onto a bed and does swimming strokes. This clip was done as a joke, though it's not that far off from 8-year-old Ada Lu's phys ed class, says her mother, Yang Weina.
Like, the teacher has to record herself doing all the activities, use whatever she has at her own house, like just baskets.
She says it was tough to figure out online classes, but 7 weeks in, things are smoother, which is just as well. No word yet on when her daughter can return to school. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.